time, folks.
Behind the dials. The Bellman Automotive phone line is available at 855-282-8255. The text line at 855-282-8255. And you can add us on Twitter at 590show, at Matt_Berger, at Rock590, and at JohnRudolph22. Got an action-packed show for you this evening. Joining us at 620 will be Craig Edwards, managing editor of VivaAlbertos.com. At 640, the executive director of the Metropolitan Amateur Golf Association, Kurt Rowe. And then at 7 o'clock, the boxing play-by-play announcer for CBS Sports, Sean Wheelock. All guests appear courtesy of Bellman Automotive, BellmanCDJR.com. But we're very happy to have in studio with us Lindsay Eversmeyer. She is the owner and general manager of the Fire and Ice Soccer Club. Lindsay Eversmeyer, it is so good to see you again, my friend.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I finally convinced you into coming back into the studio.
I'm so busy.
You are busy.
I don't have time for myself.
Yeah. What's the first thing you said to me when you walked in? Oh, look how tan I am because I've been laying out in my pool all the time.
It's a combination of things. I have to clean it, so I have to be in the sun.
Oh, well, you poor self-sacrificing soul. What can I say?
It's tough. It's rough.
Yeah, I can tell.
I'm deprived.
But we're going to have you here to talk about the Fire and Ice Soccer Club. I know that you have some events coming up.
I do.
As well as the season coming up as well, too.
Yeah, we're in season. We've had our first three games already. We're doing really well.
You need to update your website, then.
No, it's on there.
Is it on there?
Yes,
sir. I didn't see anything on there.
It is.
I look at your website.
Maybe you should refresh.
I'll do that in between pool cleanings.
Yes, it should be up there. We've played three games where we're 3-0 and we've scored 12 goals.
See, it's saying game day, saying stats, wins 0, losses 0, ties 0, no game scheduled.
Oh, well, I'll have to look at it.
Yeah, that's your website.
Are you on the schedule, like where it says schedule?
I'm looking at fireandicesc.com. I'm looking, it says game day.
Well, the person that's running the website must not know what they're doing.
That's what it is. I would get on them.
Yeah, it's me.
I would fire yourself then.
And let me tell you, I would if I had someone to fill my spot.
Yeah, so, I mean, how exhausting is it when you're running your own team like that?
It's exhausting in multiple ways. I mean, mentally, just trying to make sure everything is perfect for the kids and that they have everything that they need.
Yeah, because you're a mom and wife, too. It's not like you just sit back and tan and then run a soccer team.
No, I don't. No, I feel like more at night because that's when, you know, you coach typically. And
sure.
And then during the day, I'm on the computer doing a lot of work.
So tell us about this group of girls that you have for playing for Fire and Ice this year.
Oh, man, I got a great group of girls this year. I have 23 on my roster. They play all over the country as far as, you know, Virginia, West Virginia, that direction. Then in St. Louis and a little west of, in Kansas City area. So, yeah, we got a lot of good girls. We're doing really good this year so far. And, I'm excited.
And where are the games played?
They're played at Belleville West High School.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped about it.
Now, I know that it's not just soccer for you, even though I know it's a big part of you, but you're an overall sports fan all the way around.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We're friends on Facebook, and I see you posting all the time. You're at Blues games, you're at Cardinal games, you're all over the place.
Well, yeah, I think it's important that you have to support, you know, everyone, all sports teams. They have to support one another if they're going to survive.
I agree 100%. I think the Blues and the Cardinals actually do a pretty good job of supporting each other.
Yeah, they do.
Like, you always see Blues players at Cardinals games, and you see a lot of Cardinals players at Blues games, too. Like, it's always funny to kind of see Yadier Molina out there, you know, with the Blues jersey on, sitting, you know, right there by the glass, because you know that in Puerto Rico.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't even know what hockey was.
No, yeah, the ice wouldn't stay. It'd be, melted.
The only time they have ice is when they're putting in the margaritas.
Pretty much, that's it.
That's about it.
Which is all we need. All we need.
Yeah, you're not going to complain about that one.
I'm definitely not.
But very, very happy to have you here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. I always have a good time.
We've got plenty to talk about. We've got the U.S. Open that concluded yesterday. Just an unbelievable, I'm really saying unbelievable, just like the ending was kind of crazy to me with Brooks Koepka.
Yeah.
I mean, I kept waiting for Brooks Koepka to realize he was Brooks Koepka and just fall apart, and he didn't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, that round four, the final round, 14, 15, and 16, he birdied all three of those holes.
Yeah. And he had no emotion, it looked like, either.
Just a fist pump.
Yeah.
That was it. And the funny thing is that he said that he doesn't like golf.
Really?
He doesn't enjoy golf. Like, there's not enough action in it. Like,
obviously,
he's good playing it.
Yeah.
But I guess he doesn't watch it. Like, I've heard people say that about baseball. Like, they don't really watch a lot of baseball games. They love playing it, and they're good at it, obviously. They're playing it professionally. But, like, they're not going to sit around and watch a baseball game.
No. Not fry in the heat, either.
No. Well, but I mean, like, even at home, they're not going to sit in their man cave with the AC blasted.
Yeah.
Or sit in their pool, their saltwater pool.
I mean, if you're big enough fans, you do. You know?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, we watch it. It's on our TV all the time.
Yeah, but Brooks Koepka, just unbelievable. When he bogeyed that the 10th hole, the first hole, the back nine, I'm like, okay, here we go. Here's where he's going to start to unravel, and it just didn't happen.
No, mentally he was completely focused, and you could just tell, like, he didn't break down at all.
Now, the funniest thing sports-wise that happened all weekend was when Joe Buck called the girlfriend by the wrong name. He said the old girlfriend's name and not the new girlfriend's name.
Oops.
Okay, so now my question to you, Lindsay Ebersmeyer, is that in that situation, who do you feel worse for? Do you feel worse for Joe Buck? Do you feel worse for the old girlfriend, or do you feel worse for the new one?
Oh, I would probably feel worse for the new one.
For the new girlfriend, because
it's embarrassing. You know, you're sitting there like, really, really.
Okay, but I mean, she didn't know it. I mean, it was over the air, so she didn't hear it.
Okay,
it's not like he was interviewing her and he called her the wrong name.
Oh, I thought she was like standing.
Okay, like Brooks is walking off the 18th hole, and he's greeting everybody because he just won it. And, you know, they're like, Joe Buck is pointing out, this is who this person is, this is who this person is. And he's like, and there's his girlfriend. And then he said the wrong name.
Oh, oops.
And it was actually someone else there was the color commentator who actually corrected him and said, no, that's actually his ex-girlfriend. That is blah, blah. For some reason, this golfer is all up on Brooks Koepka's love life.
Yeah, relationship.
He knows who the current girls are and who the former ones are.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not in the spotlight, because that's not the type of life I'd want to lead. People all in my business.
It would have to be uncomfortable.
Yeah. I would think so.
I heard this somewhere. I forgot what show I was listening to. They were talking about when George Clooney was in St. Louis and they were filming Up in the Air.
Mm-hmm.
When was that? Back in the mid-aughts, I guess.
It's been a while.
And, you know, his favorite thing to do is just to play pickup basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds kind of like a very egotistical thing to say, but he's correct in saying it. Because people were wanting him to go to, like, hey, let's go to the Cardinal. I mean, it's not like he just can't say that he doesn't. 2008, 2009 is when that movie came out. It's not like it was a big egotistical thing. He wanted to go, but he's like, look, I'm not going to have a good time, and you're not going to have a good time. It's like, I can't, like, go to the concession stand and get a hot dog. I'm going to get mobbed.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you're not going to have a good time either, because when we're walking, everybody's going to be hounding me, wanting an autograph and wanting a picture.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, that kind of level of fame, you could see where you would not want it.
Yeah, I wouldn't want it. Not if you can't even just run to the store and grab some milk without people asking for a picture or an autograph or anything.
That's where you do the Schnucks Online thing.
Yeah.
Where you just go to Schnucks and...
That's probably who got it started.
It
were the celebrities.
It's probably George
Clooney.
They
were like, this is ridiculous. I can't even get out of my house, so... Yeah, and they probably tried Uber. Didn't work, so they just called Schnucks.
Now that Amazon is buying Whole Foods, now they could just do that through Amazon.
They should.
They're going to have their milk delivered by Jerome.
I love Amazon. So does my husband. He loves it way more than I do.
Does he?
Yes.
I don't buy a whole lot on Amazon because, like, if it's going to be clothing or something like that, I want to be able to at least try on or at least check it out.
No, like, he buys, like, his body wash just so he doesn't have to go to the store.
Okay, yeah. Rocchio, your headband and your kicks, we get it. You bought it on Amazon. Okay.
So when it comes to sunglasses or like hats or anything like that, I'm going to Amazon.com for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, like the stuff I buy on Amazon, like certain Rock Band t-shirts that I want, I can only get on Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm.
I will buy them there. And I only have two decals on my car, team decals on my car. I have a Miami Heat one.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that a year ago when the Raiders, if they move to Las Vegas, they will be my new team. They are moving to Las Vegas, so they're my new team. So now I have a Raiders emblem on the back of my car, too.
Me too.
Yeah, absolutely. When I go in, I go all in. If I say I'm going to be a fan, I'm going to be a fan. I don't half-ass it.
Well, I have a Fire and Ice bumper sticker, just so you know.
you give me, hook me up with a fire and ice bumper sticker, I could probably put it on the window, but I'm going to put it on the car.
Just so you can scrape it off, just in case.
Just in case. Just in case you sell the team or something like that. Maybe someone else buys it. I mean, like, yeah. I'm not going to be a fan anymore.
Sure. Like, someone's going to come buy it. It's a lot of work. No one wants to take it over.
You don't know that for sure. Soccer's going to take off. I mean,
I wish. I hope it does.
What do you think it's going to take for soccer? I mean, it's grown in leaps and bounds over the past few years. But what do you think it's going to take for it to really take the next level, get to the next level as far as popularity goes?
Popularity
in the United States.
We're going to win more. You know, that's what drives everything is when you have a team that wins, everybody becomes a fan of it then. Look at the girls. The girls side, the women's side of it. Like,
yes.
They win all the time, and look at all their fans. They have way more fans than I feel like the men do.
Oh, I think they do, too.
Yeah, and that's because they're winning. Nobody wants to watch a team that, I don't want to say they lose all the time, but they don't win as much as the women.
Not even close.
Yeah.
I think what it's going to take is that there's going to have to be a homegrown soccer player.
Yeah.
More than likely male.
Yeah.
But a homegrown soccer player that is just transcendent, generational soccer talent-wise, that is going to rebuff the leagues in Europe and want to stay and play in the MLS, which is probably never going to happen.
Right. The money is different.
The money is way too different.
Yeah.
And he knows that if he goes over to Europe, he probably wants to test himself and play against the best players.
Sure.
They're all going to be in Europe.
Yeah.
And the endorsement deals he's going to have are going to be bigger in Europe, too.
Oh, millions.
Yeah. The thing is, though, is that you have to watch out for some of those European countries because sometimes they go after you, and Cristiano Ronaldo's kind of finding that out right now, too. Like, he wants to leave Barcelona because they're...
Or Real Madrid?
Real Madrid.
Yeah.
Because of the $16.4 million the Spanish government's saying that he owes him back taxes.
Oh, my goodness.
So he's saying, like, you know, get me out of here right now.
Wow.
Right now. And that is arguably the most famous athlete in the world.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. But, yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
So
shoot, if my taxes go up all the time, I can't imagine his taxes.
Oh yeah, the taxes over in Europe are a lot higher.
Yeah.
Because I mean, it's they're more, I guess you could say, social countries over there.
Yeah.
I mean, like the universal health care and stuff like that costs a lot of money, so you're going to be paying more in taxes. But I think, like, if the MLS, if they're ever going to get to the next level here in the United States, is going to take that kind of transcendent, like a Michael Jordan type player, Wayne Gretzky, where even if you're not a sports fan, you know who that person is.
Right, right.
Okay, like, I mean, my mom's a pretty big sports fan. Even she knows that if I tell you, okay, Mom, who wore number 23? Michael Jordan.
She
knows that.
Right.
And she doesn't care about basketball at all.
Right.
She knows that.
Yeah, you're going to need somebody like that to pave the way where people are going to follow, you know?
Yeah, I just don't know if there's going to be someone like that in the United States who's going to stay.
Well, I don't know if there's enough money to keep somebody like that in the United States to play over the people in Europe.
That's why I really wasn't that disappointed about the MLS not coming here, because I still have some questions about the viability of the league.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a reason why they're wanting to expand so much. I'm like, okay. And I got to credit Dave Rapp for this one. I did not come up with this. Dave Rapp did. That I think the league is funding itself with expansion fees, which is the reason why they're wanting to expand. I don't think it's because there's so much. I think maybe part of it could be some demand, but I think a lot of it is the fact that they're kind of funding the league with expansion fees.
Sure.
And I know their TV deal isn't very good. I'm not sure when exactly it's up, but whenever it does come up, you know ESPN's going to be out of it because they're already strapped for cash with the NFL and the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
They're even trying to backtrack some of their baseball and some of their other sports. So who else out there is going to be paying the MLS unless it's Fox? But, I mean, they already got the World Cup for, I forgot how many, the next two or three World Cups. I'm sure that wasn't cheap.
No.
So I'm not sure exactly how much they're going to want to spend for the MLS.
Right.
Is CBS going to want to do it or NBC? I don't know.
Yeah, and I guess it depends on how many people actually watch it. I don't know what the numbers are that people actually watch MLS on TV. That's my thing.
That's the other thing, too. I'm not sure how many people actually do.
Yeah.
Now, like, there's some areas where the MLS is just huge.
Well, yeah.
Seattle, Portland, it's huge.
Yeah.
I think here it would be big, too. I'm not saying that the MLS came here that no one would go see it. I think people around here would go see it. I would just hate to see taxpayer money go to that stadium, and then let's say 10, 15 years later, after it's built, the MLS goes under. And now you got that soccer stadium and nothing's in it.
Right, exactly.
That's what made me nervous about it.
Yeah, that would make me nervous too. I mean, you're paying money for something that could possibly fail.
I mean, the MLS has been around for like 20 some odd years, but there's no guarantee that I mean, for us, considering, like, we were talking about sports leagues, that's still pretty young.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. Let's take a commercial break, and then coming up on the other side, we're going to be talking to Craig Edwards, who is the managing editor of Viva Albertos. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.